Hello and welcome to our newest masterclass, Take Control of Mercury Retrograde and Peek into Your Future. I am so excited to be here with you. And I just want to let you know that this program is being recorded and it will be available in the Manifesting Mastery Tool Library on the the membership website. So I am keeping this class as short as possible, so some important information is available to you as handouts, and that's 10 tips to thrive during Mercury retrograde and 6 things to do during Mercury retrograde. Okay, so in this masterclass, I'll teach you how to take control of that unstable energy that's associated with Mercury when it goes retrograde, and how to peek into your future using that energetic support. So Mercury is in retrograde. I tried to call in 3 or 4 times and couldn't get in, so I'm going to ask the angels to help us have a clear phone line and keep us on the line together. So let's get started. Okay, so for years, I've been teaching about how energy outside of us affects our human bodies, that energy that we don't see. And the belief that, you know, if I can't see it, it doesn't exist, that's evolved dramatically over the past 100 years. You know, it wasn't till the late 1800s that germs were discovered to be that source of infections, because germs can't be seen with the human eye. Now, my generation wasn't that bad, but I clearly remember standing in my grandmother's living room 50 years ago next Saturday, oh my God, that ages me, watching Neil Armstrong step out of a spaceship onto the moon. Now, that's not such a big deal today, but back then, oh my gosh, even seeing wasn't believing, because my grandma and grandpa got into an argument. She believed it, and he didn't. He was convinced the astronauts were out in the desert of Arizona, not on the moon. So, you know, that generation of today is much more open-minded. And today's world gives us a much easier way to understand how energy works, including the gravitational push and pull of the planets in our solar system. Now, an example is a microwave oven. You know, we don't see that energetic. I'm sorry. I think I need a drink. 1 second. Sorry. We don't see the energy operating when we push that power button. But whatever's inside the microwave gets hot. And the Earth's like that. There's active, fluctuating energy all around us. Our human eyes don't see it, but our bodies can feel it. Now, something we do see is how that gravitational pull of the cycles of the moon affect the ebb and flow of our ocean tides. We see it, we understand it, because we understand that our human bodies are 60% water, which leads to a natural conclusion that the gravitational pull of the moon would affect our human body, just like it does the tides of the ocean. And then, of course, there's the sun and all the other planets in our solar system. And with all this information, it's not so far-fetched to accept that those planets and our sun, they too affect our human bodies. And our human bodies are affected by these external unseen energies, and they work silently to align with this energy. And if we accept that this energy is touching us and at times wreaking havoc with our lives, then we open the door to managing that energy and working with it instead of struggling against it. And this is where knowing how to work with the Mercury in retrograde energy is important to get through the time period as unscathed as possible. Now, together in this masterclass, I'll show you I'll just go ahead and share with you how to manage the energy to peek into your future and bring that information back to your present to manifest the ideas of life scenarios that you get to see and experience. So I know how some people want to run into the street screaming when they learn Mercury's going retrograde. But others, like my friend Christine, well, she practically curls into a fetal position covering her head. Bless her heart, she gets very upset when she hears Mercury's going retrograde. Now me, I get excited. I get excited because there's so many possibilities that open. Now, when my technology goes haywire, instead of getting annoyed, I give myself a pass. Take a break. Stop what I was doing and do something else, because there's no fixing technology when Mercury's in retrograde. Now, I've worked on websites for years, and during Mercury retrograde, I've seen the fonts on a web page be fine on my computer, but when you look at it on the internet, it's different. All the code's right, but it shows a completely different font online. And then when Mercury goes direct, the font's fine. Now, of course, this is incredibly frustrating, but I've learned that all I can do is wait it out. After all these years, now I know I have to just be okay with it. Don't fight it, just roll with it. And what I find exciting about the time Mercury's in retrograde is the golden opportunity to look into the future. But first, let's understand how planet Mercury's energy generally just affects us. So Mercury rules communication, clear thinking, and travel. It also rules how we perceive and interpret information from our environment, and it sticks its nose into how we relay our thoughts and perceptions to others. This energy even influences the process of our subconscious thoughts. Mercury has rulership over speaking, logic and reasoning, negotiating, buying and selling, listening, formal contracts, documents, travel, the mail and shipping, technology and electronics, and, as I stated before, how we create and express our thought processes. You know, its pull on our bodies affects our ability to rationalize experiences, or in some cases, react irrationally. And this happens because Mercury rules the mind and senses, and that includes our reasoning and perception skills. Plus, the energy can play tricks on the mind. It's Mercury's way of reminding us that things aren't always as they seem. Now, all of these areas of life are affected with Mercury when it's functioning in a sluggish retrograde state. And even our decision-making is challenged. And when we aren't fully grounded with our heart center, it's even worse. It's no wonder that when people say Mercury's in retrograde, people start to feel like it's a recipe for disaster, and they just don't know how to manage the energy. So they fight it and they struggle. So, what defines a planet in retrograde? A retrograde period is when a planet appears to be moving backwards and is best understood as a cycle. The retrograde cycle begins when the planet appears to slow to a halt before appearing to travel backwards. The retrograde cycle ends when the planet returns to the point where it first paused and appears to again be moving forward. And that forward movement is called direct. So when Mercury appears to go backwards, it's an optical illusion because we're observing it from Earth's perspective. And one way to understand this is like when you're traveling on the road watching a car beside you, when that other car slows down or you speed up, it looks like the other car is moving backwards. Now, planets are never actually retrograde or stationary. They just seem that way due to this cosmic shadow play. And when this happens, the planet's energy becomes more intense and harder to express in a way that's direct and clear. And the illusion of going backward causes deception of our reality, and it destabilizes our communication abilities. So the Mercury retrograde cycle typically happens 3 times each year, about every 3 months. However, some years it happens 4 times. And the retrograde period lasts for about 3 weeks. However, the weeks leading up to and the weeks after are also subject to this unstable energy, and it just wreaks havoc with our human lives. So the weeks pre and post are called the shadow. When we're aware, when we're alert to when Mercury retrogrades, as well as the pre and post shadow times, we have the power to plan our lives accordingly and put steps in place to manage that energy instead of struggling and fighting it. And what I find exciting is the fact that Mercury has an orbit that at times it gets ahead of the sun, like it's in the future. And the energy of this time opens the way. It opens that way for us to look into the future toward new and innovative ideas. However, once we become aware of these ideas of the future, we have to return to this moment of now in our present, to manifest those new ideas that we've discovered. Now, the golden opportunity of Mercury retrograde is a shake-up of perception. And remember how I said this time reminds us that life isn't always as it seems? We hold a perception of our reality. And that perception may be completely inaccurate. For example, we may perceive our relationships to be one way, but the reality is there's something completely different. The time of Mercury being in retrograde can rip that mask off and reveal to us how blind we've been. Or it may be more subtle, nudging us to reevaluate, to look at, to explore, to look at the past, and instead of continuing to block those feelings that we've been burying, to look at them. And as a result, we may feel as if we have no power to change or improve our lives because we feel like we've been deceived. Now, this feeling is an expression of fear, and it isn't really true. It, too, is an illusion, a trick of the mind, because we have all the power we need within us to course correct our lives. We have the power within us to create a new flow of possibility simply by changing the energy of our perception. The retrograde energy that our eyes can't see but our body feels opens the way to change our perception and create a higher outcome. Mercury retrograde is an exciting time to step outside our daily experience and be an observer of our life. And quantum physics teaches us that energy reacts differently when it's observed than when it isn't. So use your power to observe it. And when you're observing your life, set the intention to resolve the energy of past perception that's blocking you. And use these RE word experiences to see what you need to resolve, like review, reflect, refresh, recall, refocus, recover, recycle, revive, reboot, reconcile, research, recharge, restore, release, regroup, reevaluate, reconsider, and realign. The energy fully supports sorting, shifting, and resolving the past. So those experiences of the past that are influencing and dictating our current reality are revealed so we can heal that energy and create a higher outcome. That energy is of unresolved past experiences that we've buried. And that energy is what's keeping us stuck, or it has us locked in a cycle of recreating things we do not want. Now, this resurgence of the past can reveal flaws in our internal organization and thought processes, as well as our external planning, which can make us feel unsettled, unfocused, and sometimes a little bit lost. And this time also fully supports restructuring our thinking processes. And for many of us, that's painful and frustrating. And when we're in the thick of observing this energy, it could be painful, but we've got to remember the energy of this experience isn't coming up in our face to punish us. It's revealing itself to us so we can heal it. Now, Mercury is all about mental clarity and the power of the mind. So in Mercury's retrograde, your thinking may feel confused, foggy, or unsure. And that's a quick sign that self-care and nurturing is needed. Mercury retrograde is a perfect time to soothe your mind, body, and spirit with self-care and nurture yourself with things that you enjoy. Now, Mercury is the planet that shows new perspectives. And in retrograde, we see from unusual angles. So when life goes awry, take a deep cleansing breath. Ask your angels to help you and allow yourself to have the eyes to see the highest possible outcome. Now, when Mercury retrogrades, we find that many parts of our life are being revised, and often these revisions can be a surprise. However, these revisions are a course correction. And during this time of revision, change is compounded, but confusion can be created by our reactions to those ever-changing situations. And anything completed during this time is fully supported, such as getting clear about what you really want your life to be. Because that's an ongoing process, but during this time, it can get really clear. However, anything that started from first concept of thought during this time could be taken back or even revised further, creating frustration. An example is, if you apply for a new job and you get hired during Mercury retrograde and you start it and everything, just be sure to review all the aspects before moving forward, because you may not be very happy with the job. But then again, it could be a stepping stone to a better job. But if you applied for the job before Mercury goes retrograde, and then you're offered the job during the retrograde time, connect fully with your heart center and ask all questions possible to be fully in alignment with what your heart desires. And double-check everything. Get information in writing, not just verbally. And everything could work out beautifully because it's a completion. Now, trying to take in all this information may feel like you're trying to comb your hair in a windstorm. But just take a deep breath and stay out of the drama energy. Remain calm. Use your tools. I use my Chaos Flush energy system regularly to support me to maintain a sense of peace and harmony. And let the winds of the situations just blow around you without reacting. And once Mercury turns direct, take a look at the information that's still around and what seems important to you and discern what resonates with you. Now, a few handouts that I mentioned that are included with this class are the 10 tips to thrive during Mercury retrograde and 6 things to do during Mercury retrograde. So be sure to get those that I'll post this afternoon. And now I'm going to guide you through a short meditation to peek into your future. So let's just set the intention now to peek into your future. Ask your angels and higher self to show you the highest possible outcome. And you can choose a specific area of your life if you wish. And then allow yourself to take in whatever they show you without judgment. You may see a movie or an image in your mind's eye, or you may hear them whisper to you inside or outside your head, or you may simply have a knowing of the energy of what you wish to experience as your future. Okay, so I'll be speaking for just a few minutes, and then I'll play about 6 minutes of music. And while that music's playing, allow yourself to take in what you experience as you peek into your future with your angels. So let's begin. Place your feet flat on the floor, and with your hands gently in your lap, a deep breath and focus your attention on your heart, and then slowly exhale. Take another slow, deep breath in and shift your focus to the blessings in your life. Focus on that gratitude. And with a deep breath, just embrace the things that you're grateful for. And just feel that fulfillment of gratitude flowing through your body. And take deep breaths of gratitude. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And focus again on your heart. And allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. Take another slow, deep breath. And with your eyes closed, just notice your angels are joining you. An angel with a familiar energy takes your hand and guides you to a bench. Sit down. And before you are the experiences of your life thus far. The happy times, the drama, the times you felt lost and stuck. What you experienced yesterday. Now your angels step forward and begin to clear away these life experiences as if they're cobwebs. The fear, the worry and anxiety, the pain. They sweep away the disappointments and dissolve the sticky energy of drama and worry. And then with a blast of the breath of God, the chaos energy is all gone, and in its place is a clear, unobstructed opening to peek into your future. But it needs light. Take a deep breath, breathing in deeply that pure, loving breath of God. And as you breathe in deeply, you feel that life force energy within you growing. And while you continue to breathe deeply, your angels form a circle around you and send to you all the love of their heart through a beautiful golden light. And in turn, you breathe in deeply of this light of love. You look down and your fingers begin to glow with the light. Then your arms, your body, your legs. Your angels step back beside you, supporting you to hold that light of love that is your essence. And with another deep breath, the light expands into that opening, cutting through the darkness of the illusion of fear of not being good enough or worthy to be happy. That darkness succumbs to the light, and now you can see into your future. And as your eyes adjust to the brightness of the light, you may see an image or a movie in your mind's eye. You may hear words or direction inside or outside your head, or you may simply have a knowing in your heart of what's possible for you. Allow yourself to take in what you experience in whatever form it presents itself. Now, your angels show you. Okay, so now it's time to return to this present moment and complete our session together. And I want to suggest that you write down what you experienced, what you saw, how you felt, what you heard or smelled, and anchor that experience and allow your higher self and angels to continue showing you what is possible. Write out what pops in your head or flows from your hand. Just allow it to be and continue to expand into that energy. Just don't get stuck on how you experience that experience can manifest everything that you saw or experienced. Don't get hung up on that how. Leave that up to the universe. Instead, be willing to meet the universe halfway and ask your angels to show you action steps you can take to live your happiest, most magnificent life. Just know that Mercury in retrograde is a time for reflection. And if you're not doing that, then Mercury's energy may blindside you with some form of adversity to get your intention. But we have tools in the membership website to support you to get through and see what that adversity is trying to show you. Now, no one is immune or can opt out of the energy of Mercury retrograde. Use this information in the handouts to make this time magical for you instead of something to cringe about. And remember, being happy is not a reward for good behavior. Living a happy life is your birthright. You deserve to be happy. You're worthy and you're good enough. Your happiness may not end up looking like what you thought it would. Be open to change. Be open to expansion and growth into your greatest and best self. And remember that we're here to support you to do that. Reach out to us if you need help.